Steve Greenberg joins us on the line from Las Vegas. It's the Consumer Electronics Show, now known as CES. Hey, Steve, I'm getting a nasty echo in my head right now and on the air. I don't know if that's happening or not, but we're being...
I hear you okay. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear that, yes.
Okay, great.
So I'll let you talk and now listen.
Okay, well, I'm here at the Harmon booth at the Hard Rock Hotel. This is one of the many venues for CES 2018. I'm working with some great companies today to kind of give you a taste of the tech audio experience here at CES. So much of it is really all about a personalized experience. So in the not-so-distant future, you're going to see, like, the Rin Speed concept car. Now, this is a high-tech self-driving chassis with changeable pods. You can really personalize the space of the vehicle. So the car of the future is not just transportation. It could be a classroom, an office, a theater. It's built with Harman to really demonstrate how we can get back to having our productive time when self-driving cars are the norm. Another example of this personalized experience are shape-shifting speakers. Now, these speakers are designed for really rideshare vehicles like an Uber or Lyft. And the speakers literally change shape and sound and brand depending on what the user wants. So for more high-performance JBL sound, the speaker morphs into that. For a more refined sound, Harman Kardon, the speaker morphs into that. Now, talking about what will be available this year coming up, JBL has the Extreme 2. And these are really powerful speakers designed for roughing it. Two different users can connect to the same speaker. Up to 100 speakers can be linked together for like a big event, for really big sound. Another thing coming out this year, we all know how voice control is so huge. So there are two examples here. Harman Kardon has the Allure Portable, which is a cool-looking speaker controlled by Amazon's Alexa, and the JBL Link, which is a multi-room speaker series controlled by Google's voice assistant with HD music streaming through Chromecast actually built in. And last but not least, JBL's Endurance line of sport earphones. They're wireless, tough, comfortable, four different degrees of durability. There's one called run, sprint, jump, and dive. The last three are waterproof, so they can handle any weather, any sweaty workout. You can just rinse them off. Dive actually has 1 gigabyte of music storage built into it, so you can have up to 200 songs saved there so that while you're swimming or catching a wave, you still have your tunes. So there's some really, really cool audio options on the horizon.
How are all these are ones that will be available to the consumer? Sometimes at your show there, you got things that are sort of a little bit beyond, you know, at the point of sort of still kind of in a beta stage, so to speak.
That's a great question. The last three things I talked about, those Endurance line of sport earphones, the Harman Kardon Allure, and the JBL Extreme 2 and the JBL Link, those are all going to be available to consumers this coming year, sometime during 2018. The other two things I spoke about are a little bit more in the not-too-distant future. That Rin Speed concept car, excuse me, and the shape-shifting speakers, those are still concept products, but they will come to fruition. You just have to just wait for it.
I heard something about a television out there that you can roll up like a roll of paper. Is that true?
I saw that. It's all with that OLED technology. You have these really cool TVs that can be mounted as almost a material, like a cardboard. You can roll it up exactly like that. And they're actually... there's like some fashion. They can make like clothing that has like a monitor on it as well, and it moves and gives and takes as you move. And it's really amazing technology. It's just incredible to see what's happening each coming year when you come back to CES.
When you see things there, we think of electronics. We have sort of audio, video. Is there other things there, I guess, for lifestyle that are also driving this type of technology?
Oh, everything from pet products to home security to a lot of stuff for health care, things for diabetics. There's really like almost anything you can imagine. It's 15 miles of aisles, and you've got so many new products all being launched at the same time. So it's really a, if you love new products, this is the Disneyland place to be.
And, of course, the Las Vegas Power Company probably benefits from all that, right?
Oh, the place is hopping here. I mean, not only their power company, but I think the entire economy. I was in a Lyft car yesterday, and the Lyft guy was saying how it's been slow here in Vegas. But this week, it's already kicking in. You've got like 200,000 visitors that come to Vegas. So it's just a huge boom to this local economy as well.
Where can we go to find out a lot of the things you talked about and what's happening at CES?
Well, a lot of things I talked about just now, if you go to my blog at stevegreenberg.tv, I've got everything written there. And over the course of the next few days, I'll start posting more things on my Twitter account at SteveTV, or if you follow me on Instagram or whatnot, I keep posting stuff. So if you just look for Steve Greenberg, I will be posting more and more stuff over the course of the week.
Steve, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks so much. Take care.
Tech expert and TV personality Steve Greenberg here joining us this morning on the WEOL Morning Show from CES in Las Vegas, Craig.
Bruce, sometimes you think you've heard it all, but then you hear Steve Greenberg talk about roll-up TVs that might appear on clothing.
Right.
Oh, my.
Here's a little bit more. We go deeper in the CES from Tech Trends.
From ABC News Tech Trends, I'm Alex Stone. What was once known as a consumer electronics show is now simply CES. It gets underway this week, and get ready to be saying, Alexa, a whole lot. The annual pilgrimage to Las Vegas for those who really love technology is on this week, CES 2018. What was once a show that was known as a place where gigantic TVs were shown off is this year focused much more on technology helping us live our lives. Steve Koenig of the Consumer Technology Association, which runs the show, says Alexa and Google Home are everywhere this year.
The most common vessel for these digital assistants today is the smart speaker, but we're going to see at CES 2018 them popping up in a lot of different places, such as vehicles.
And speaking of vehicles, lots of smart self-driving cars are being shown off, and yes, still some super cool TVs, including those that are paper thin and can be rolled up like wallpaper.
Micro LED.
With Tech Trends, I'm Alex Stone, ABC News.